This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike on an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine climbed to 45. The victims of the deadliest attack on civilians since the spring included six children. At a White House news briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the U.S., along with the international community, will continue to press for accountability for war crimes.
We will continue our work to hold Russian's forces accountable for the atrocities that they've caused and also the war crimes.
A married couple and their son convicted of first-degree premeditated murder in the fatal shooting.
Meanwhile, Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte says that his country plans to join the U.S. and Germany's efforts to train and arm Ukraine with advanced Patriot defense systems. During his daily address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed that message.
Україні буде надана ще одна батарея Patriot.
Дякую.
Тобто маємо вже три гарантовані батареї. Але це тільки початок. Ми працюємо над новими рішеннями для зміцнення.
We are working on new decisions to strengthen our defenses. And during a meeting with Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, U.S. President Joe Biden says the two nations must deal with China.
Together, we're working on how to keep a free and open Indo-Pacific and, quite frankly, meet the challenges of China. Simply put, our countries have been so far in just lockstep in what we've done and our vision for the future.
The administration has been trying to get the Netherlands.
Україні буде надана ще одна батарея Patriot.
This is VOA News. The White House is brushing aside criticism of its fragmented disclosures about the discovery of classified documents and official records at President Joe Biden's home. At a White House press briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the president is committed to the independence of the Justice Department.
The president's team is going to fully cooperate with the special counsel. That does not stop, and that will just continue. Again, we are going to respect the independence of the Department of Justice.
Ian Sams, a spokesperson for the White House counsel, told reporters on Tuesday that the White House may withhold information to protect the Justice Department's investigation and was releasing information as deemed inappropriate. Responding to questions about the piecemeal disclosures, he said that the White House has been trying to be mindful of the risk in sharing information that's not complete. Alaskan authorities say that a bear attack claimed two lives. More details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Alaska state troopers say a polar bear attacked and killed two people in a remote village in western Alaska. Station KTUU reports the attack happened in Wales on the western tip of the Seward Peninsula. Troopers say the animal entered the community and had chased multiple residents before it attacked a woman and a boy. The bear was shot and killed by a local resident as it attacked the pair. The names of the two people killed were not released. I'm Norman Hall.
The United Nations says that the rising cost of purchasing or leasing a vessel that can hold more than 1 million barrels of crude oil now is a rusting old tanker off the coast of war-torn Yemen, and is the latest obstacle to resolving the threat of massive environmental damage from a possible oil spill or explosion. The UN deputy spokesman Farhan Haq said the availability of very large crude oil tankers has decreased in the past 6 months, basically due to events having to do with the war in Ukraine. He said buying a carrier is now about 50% more costly than the original UN budget, and leasing is also a lot more expensive. Recapping our top story, the death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike on an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine has now climbed to 45. The victims of the deadliest attack on civilians since the spring included six children. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.